game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Ryan Wiggins' finest work right there on a Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
I peaked early. That was like the first year on the show.
That was not when you were on the show.
That was right.
Before you were on the show.
That's right. Yeah.
So early that it's only ever been downhill.
Yeah. I've never done a great job on this show. Oh. It's only worse every day.
When I was at the seminar, the Retirement Advisor Group seminar, more people talking about kind of like in a side voice, like, you know, like kind of like Ryan Wiggins.
Hey, I love it when you quietly say that.
Yeah. It's like, it's true, but they're not proud of it.
That's kind of my career. It's like, that guy's okay, but nobody wants to admit it.
I really don't want to like him, but I do.
Something about the stupidity of the things that come out of my mouth.
You peaked early.
Must be just endearing enough.
Did you hear about this new Illinois law requiring an annual mental health screening for public school kids?
Yes.
What do you know?
I know that when Illinois does it, I think there's probably more to this than is on the surface.
Fox News reports that there's going to be a required annual mental health screening for public school students. It's drawing backlash from parents, policy experts, and lawmakers who warn the policy may overstep boundaries and wrongly label children. That Illinois wouldn't do that.
This is where it starts to get dicey.
This is a Fox News article by Morgan Phillips. J.B. Pritzker signed the measure on July 31st, making Illinois the first state in the country to mandate mental health screenings for students in grades 3 through 12. So third graders in Illinois public schools are now going to have a J.B. Pritzker approved mental health screening test done. Where? In the classroom when your parents aren't around, right? The law is set to take effect in the 27-28 school year directs schools to provide self-conducted screenings each year using digital or paper forms. Parents will have the ability to opt their children out. I repeat, parents will have the ability to opt their children out. My opinion is, and no, I don't send my kids to public school for reasons like this a bit, I would opt out if it were my kids completely. Fox News reports that supporters say the initiative will help schools identify early signs of depression, anxiety, or trauma before they develop into crises. But critics argue the plan could create more problems than it solves. A fellow at the Manhattan Institute wrote on X, Abigail Schreier, quote, "I want to be on the record and crystal clear. Is there any other kind?" No, that's my point. This is a disastrous policy that will do vastly more harm than good. Watch as tens of thousands of Illinois kids get shoved into mental health funnel and convinced they are sick, many or most of which will be false positives. Catherine Boyle, a partner at Venture Capital from Andreessen Horowitz, also raised concerns about the government overreach and what she called, quote, the mental health industrial complex. Boyle wrote, quote, "If a school nurse or a state mandated mental health test tells you you're sick, you're going to believe them." Boyle wrote, "This is why so many families are opting out of primary school completely. The overreach is astounding." How many ways can this go wrong? A kid sitting in a classroom, I mean, they've got extra time on their hands. Have you seen these test scores? They're like totally excelling. Only if you were educated in the Illinois public schools and you don't understand what numbers mean, would you think that these test scores are excelling for Illinois students. Illinois education officials say the screenings will not be diagnostic and are designed to flag students who may benefit from further evaluation. The ISBE, or the Illinois State Board of Education, will develop the screening tools and guidelines by September 26, and school districts will be responsible for implementing them. The state superintendent, Tony Sanders, said in a statement, quote, "Mental health is essential to academic readiness and lifelong success. Too often, we only recognize a student's distress when it becomes a crisis. With universal screening, we shift from reaction to prevention." Folks, do you know that educators, if you're in the state of Illinois, maybe it's the case in the state of Missouri as well, do you know that if you're an educator and in your classroom, John comes up to you and says, "I'm not John anymore, I'm Jenny. I identify as female. I don't identify as male." If they tell the teacher that, if you're not allowed to tell the parent. You're not allowed to tell the parent. The kids at home, the parents come in and they say, "I don't know, something's going on with John. He's been really reserved lately. He doesn't really talk the way he is. Something seems to be up. I noticed that his grades are slipping. We want to do everything we can to help John succeed." The teacher cannot say, "Do you know that John goes by Jenny?" Or if at school can be required by the school district to refer to John as Jenny, but can't refer to John as Jenny in front of the parents because they can't out John for being Jenny at school to the people who created him. And now J.B. Pritzker and the state legislature are like, "I think we're going to screen these kids for their mental health. We're going to decide for these kids. They need to be tested. They need to be profiled. We need to know what's going on with these kids so that we can get ahead of the game." Hell no. Oh, this makes me so mad.
Yeah, this isn't going to do anything. It's if it does anything, it'll spend money. It'll diagnose kids. What's the word that they just used? That I have never heard that before. The mental health industrial complex.
Yes.
Very, very well
lucrative.
Put. Very well put. And it's, I would say that this is, I'm going to come up with a new term here, weaponized compassion, that you hear it. And on
faux
first
compassion.
Blush, it sounds like something you go, "Well, why would anybody be opposed to that? That sounds good." Well, it's not to do what they're saying it's going to do. It's going to do a lot of other things. It's going to spend a lot of money. First of all, it's going to support a lot of people probably that they all are friends with in these unions and these school unions and add more government spending to them. It's also going to just give it really it gives incentive to diagnose more. So if a kid has some issues, well, let's diagnose him and then let's put him into this system and then let's label him and give him or her an out, give him an identity in that illness. It's all a system.
Do I trust the state of Illinois to identify what is mentally healthy? No. You can go into a classroom in the state of Illinois and see a teacher who might be very forward with their sexual preference. That's what it really boils down to. That could be a priority imposition on any human who walks into that classroom that quickly you want to understand, this is a top priority for me. Like, you could go into a math teacher's classroom and they've got all these like goofy pictures of Albert Einstein and, you know, equations and, you know, other math puns and all that type of stuff. You're like, okay, I'm in nerd math world, which is honestly where you want your kid to be when they go into their math classroom. You could go into a history classroom, an American history classroom, and you could see pictures of presidents or battles or different, you know, the American flag over the course of the birth of the United States of America, when the initial Betsy Ross flag up to where it is. You could see all that type of stuff. When you go into a classroom and you the teacher has the ability to create a classroom that reflects what they want their kids to feel and experience when they're in there. And those classrooms do exist. And that can easily be perceived as a questionable foundational relationship that a teacher has with their kids. I don't need to know anything at all about the life of that teacher outside of their responsibility of educating these kids. If you want to put some personal effects in the classroom to identify, you know, if you're married to somebody of the same sex and you've got a picture of you two together on your desk, I don't think that there's a problem with that. That is legal in this country, and you love that person and they're your family. Okay. But to suggest that these lifestyle choices, which in many, 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 many cases, scientifically, statistically speaking, a lot of these, when you're talking about mental health, along with the lifestyle choices that are being thrust upon our children, are accompanied with a whole lot of other sort of mental health concerns that need to be coped with. How are we turning this over to a state where the people of the state of Illinois don't inherently agree top to bottom with what the mental health assessment of the state of Illinois would be, to say, oh, this kid's mentally healthy. This kid needs to be, you know, there are a lot of different sorts of organizations in a school. I encourage you to check out the different types of organizations that exist in the middle schools and the high schools where you're at, where kids can choose to like participate in a club or whatever, and see how many activist groups exist in those schools right now, and see how many of the activists, how many of them exist anywhere near the center or the right. There aren't many.
No.
It's not a frequency. But there are a lot that are not just in existence, but also prioritized and platformed in a much broader case than simply just existing. The state of Illinois is in no position to be doing this. And I really, 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 really encourage you, if you're sending your children into the public system in the state of Illinois, you might have a great district. And there are a lot of great districts out there. There are a lot of great teachers out there. There are a lot of, you know, really great schools in really great districts. There might be great schools in kind of questionable districts. But you have to be your number one advocate for your child. And if you think your kid needs help, I really, really, really compel you to get your child the help they need that isn't going to come from an unsupervised assessment done during the class. This to me is very, very concerning.
It seems very obvious that this is going to exacerbate a lot of problems in schools with kids that might have a few issues, but have now been labeled and now own that identity and run with it. And that is, to me, the epitome of the left's overuse of empathy to make you feel like you have to do something here when you really should leave well enough alone.
One more instance of government inserting itself right in between the child and the parent.
Yeah.
Like that, constantly trying to create a scenario where the parent, you know, you guys are needed here, we got this. And they're always implemented when the parents aren't around. Remember, the highest rate of tourism in the state of Illinois is abortion tourism. You can come here and get an abortion. You don't need nothing to do it. Just come here and get an abortion.
Just real quick, the other way to implement this would be to offer it to all kids with the parent. Oh, you think there might be an issue with a kid? Let's have the parent come in. Let's talk to them.
Have you seen these types of assessments at pediatrician visits?
Maybe.
I have. The first time, and I was shocked by it. The second time, I'm like, we're good. We don't need that.
Maybe I haven't then.
Pay attention to those things when you're taking your kids in as well. Let's take a quick break. Next question, next segment, ask us anything. We'd love to answer your questions. We'll be right back.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
All right, it's Friday afternoon. We like to answer your questions to wrap up our show before we hand it over to Mark Reardon on the Mark Reardon Show. Ryan, how about you first? What do you got?
I got a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
Which button will you press? The red button gives you an instant $1 million. The green button gives you a 50% chance at $100 million or zero.
$1 million. No questions.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the instant button, the red button.
You take the one for sure?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Man, I had a hard time with this question. I sit here and look at it, and I still don't know.
What would $1 million do to your life?
$1 million would change my life in that I would take a lot of money and put it into a lot of investments.
And then you'd have a lot of money.
And then I'd have a lot of money. But going from zero to $100 million, that's $1 million, you still got to work. $100 million?
$1 million, you get to work how you want to work.
But you work how you want to work.
Like, is your goal right now to just sit on your duff?
No. No.
I
would take $100 million and still do a lot with it, though. I could just do bigger things.
You could have zero. Isn't the possibility of you having zero enough to say, no, this is easy?
No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh. How would you live with yourself if you had the opportunity to have $1 million and you ended up with zero because you wanted 100?
If I talked it through with my wife,
yeah,
we'd be okay. If I hadn't and I just took it, then we'd have some problems. Okay, well, that was easy for you guys. I thought that would be a harder question.
No. I mean, if you think about, if you got off the air today and you got a call and said, Ryan, long-lost relative, heard you on the Andy Fry Show and loves her.
This is fictional.
Hypothetical, yeah. Completely. You're the heir that they wanted to leave this to, and they've got a lot of money, and they left you $1 million. It'd be like maybe the best day of your life.
Oh, it'd be incredible. I'm not downplaying it. I'm just saying that I hope, like,
there's no part of you that would be like, oh man, it could have been $100 million.
There are a lot of people listening right now, though, that they have $1 million. They have $1 million. They're either going to retire soon or they already are. They probably have more than that.
They spent their whole life.
They spent their whole life making it, but they have it. They have it now. I wonder how they would answer that question. Because you already have $1 million. You already have what you need. The life phase does matter. I mean, our life phase, I think I understand what you're saying. It would change your life completely because we're still working. We're in our early 40s. But
if someone gave you $1 million today, would you keep coming to work here?
Yeah, absolutely. I would.
I would.
Brad wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
He told me earlier.
He's
goes,
like,
don't tell anybody.
Phone call.
But if I had $1 million, sayonara.
You're picking the $1 million, Brad?
Yeah, I'm picking the $1 million. I mean, I'm a big fan of taking the guarantee over whatever. And I'm young enough that you can parlay that $1 million into $100 million.
Yeah, that makes
or
sense why Ryan wouldn't.
Because I'm not young
just
enough.
Less time.
Yeah.
Man, you guys got some jokes today. You guys are really rolling with those jokes.
Speaking of, the YouTube live chat poll is commenting on Governor J.B. Pritzker's weight. Fair game. I think it's lazy and it's low-hanging fruit. And I'm a no on is commenting on J.B. Pritzker's weight. Fair game. No. Comment on the issues. You don't need to do that. Ryan, you?
I'm a yes that it is fair game, even though I don't tend to grab the low-hanging fruit. Seems
Brad?
A little easy.
I'm a yes, but I just don't think it's very productive.
So, fair game, yes.
Yeah.
Worth your time.
Not really.
Not really. Brad, next question.
Do you guys remember the very first day after you got married, after, like, I don't know if you guys went on honeymoons right after you got married or whatever, but you're, like, in the house with your husband or your wife, and you're looking at them and, like, we're married. We're married. Now what?
Right.
I do. I remember that. That's weird. And especially because...
Did you live together beforehand?
No, we didn't. We did a weird thing, though, where she had to move here. So she lived in Columbia, Missouri, but she had to move here that whole summer because she's a teacher. So she lived in my house because I had a house, but I didn't sleep there. So I kind of still had all my stuff there, but I just would go to a friend's house to sleep. It was more symbolic than anything.
Sure.
But we didn't live together technically for that reason.
Are you raising your children to not live with their...
I don't even think we've talked about that
yet. No, I mean, is that your thought right now?
Yeah.
that that would be the expectation.
That's the goal. That's the goal. Still the goal. And it's so rare that that is talked about, but that is still the expectation for us. And when we talk about that stuff, I think we probably do imply that. Although we talk about college and what that's going to be like with them a lot right now, too.
Yeah. Those conversations about relationships and stuff, those will happen naturally. It's not really a have to sit down and talk about it, but you'll have plenty of opportunity for that.
The first day after we got married, I do remember we had to go with all of our new in-laws, my family, her family, and just sit there and open presents. It was just, it was odd. I just remember sitting there thinking, okay, I guess we're married now. We're doing a different event today.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember being overwhelmed with happiness just from, like, we did it. Now, like, all I was thinking I'd be really sad when the wedding was over and the reception was over and all of the stuff that we'd spent, like, 7 or 8 months planning. Like, it's all over. And it was like, it's over and now we just get to be married. Like, now we just get to get on with our lives. And we're on the other side of this. And I just remember being really excited about that. What about you?
It was surreal for me. I think my situation was a little bit different than you guys because you guys each lived on your own before you got married. And I have never lived on my own. I lived at home with my parents. And then after I got married, I moved in with my spouse.
It was an arranged marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. Two cows and I was in.
No. Care to explain that a little further?
Or? Yeah, it was a dowry.
Okay.
No, but you
got the cows.
Yeah. No, wow, I gave them to her father.
Oh, okay.
That's how that works, Ryan. You don't pay your wife to marry you. Well, you kind of do. You give her a wedding.
It's cultural.
But anyway, no. In all seriousness, I moved out of my parents' house and into my home with my wife. And I remember that first day waking up.
Do you regret not living on your own?
No. I mean, if I wanted to live on my own, I would have. But to me,
why didn't you?
It made more sense to just. Why would I pay for rent and stuff like that?
To be free.
That was a fiscal conservative. That,
I was like ready at 14.
Wait, yeah, but I mean, I really didn't have like no freedom at that point. I mean, I was what, 26?
Independence, autonomy.
Yeah, I had all of that. Even though I was,
and a room
and a place that I didn't have to pay for.
That's not 100%. You have to bear the burden of the struggle for the sake of your independence. That's definitely what I felt.
My parents
were like,
"See, that's also conservative."
I don't know which one of you is more ideological, though.
Yeah,
what's ideological?
That you have to bear the burden of it for your independence.
No, I wanted to. It's not about what other people.
Yeah,
do. For me, I needed to be out. I needed to succeed and fail on my own because I didn't want any element. My parents are listening right now, and they're like, "This is accurate." I didn't want any element of tether of obligation. Like, I wanted to be truly on my own, and they probably were pretty happy that I wanted to get out as well.
See, I think my parents and your parents had the same mindset, and I just had a different reaction. But for me, it was more about like coming out of that and into a marriage without debt, without bringing in a bunch of that. And by staying at home, I was able to pay off medical debts that I had and pay off the engagement ring. I didn't bring any debt into our marriage, which was really exciting.
Decide which one of you is more conservative. You who were like, I'm going to go forge this and manifest destiny.
I think I worked like, yeah, totally.
Or,
I like forged the West into Glencarvan.
Or Brad, who was living in his parents' basement. I can't decide which.
Well, for me, it wasn't about fiscal responsibility. It was just about personal freedom. Like, I've always been an independently minded person. And this is also to say, my parents never once kicked me out of the house or even alluded to, Annie, it's time to go. I went and lived at SIUE for 2 years. As a freshman, I lived on campus in the dorms. And then as a sophomore, I was a resident assistant. So they were like, you can live on campus, but you need to at least attempt to be an RA because it covered room and board. And so I did that. And then I came home after my sophomore year, got over in May, and lived at home for 6 or 7 months. And it was like, this doesn't work. I can't. I 100% understand this too. If I was gone at night hanging out with friends or whatever, I wasn't an irresponsible person. I didn't go out and do stupid things or whatever. But if I was hanging out at Jared's apartment because his apartment was next door to one of my best friends, so there were girls that lived right next to boys, it was just like friends, and everybody would hang out there, we'd watch movies, party or whatever. If I was there till 2 a.m. and I wasn't checking in, my mom was worried about me, which I would totally be worried about my kid. And I needed to not be... I needed my mom to just worry up all the time instead of when I wasn't home. Like, I couldn't live a social life and have my own independence without going, I gotta get out of here. Would it have been better financially for me? Probably. But it wouldn't have been good for my launch into adulthood. I'll say that. Next question. You got another one real quick?
Tetherball. Yes or no?
I think I remember playing it when they installed the tetherball things at a playground that I think I tried it once and I was like, this is more fun than I thought it would be.
Let's dig into that a little bit more.
That's it. That's all I got. Okay. Moving out of this conversation.
Okay.
Brad lives there. Brad?
I still don't know the rules of tetherball. Like, the goal is to get the ball wrapped around the pole? Is
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I never played it, never really had it.
It's a metaphor for life, though, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, I know you've been waiting for the time where you can reach the ball.
You started it.
You want to take this show and run it into the ground? You're close to the ground, I'll run it in right next to you.
You win. Because that was one of the worst questions I could have come up with.
Yeah.
And you handled it well.
Thank you. Let's do more on the other side of the break.
Sounds good.
Maybe less with Ryan. Maybe more. You let us know what you think. Our question for you folks on the YouTube live chat poll is commenting on JB Pritzker's weight. Fair game. Yes or no? Let me peek here at the results a little bit. 230 votes in. You need to get over there and weigh in and tell us what you think. I'll read a comment here from Chad. Said, I hate saying anything about anyone's weight, but he obviously thinks that we're all idiots in Illinois. Yeah, that's a fair statement. I agree with that, Chad. Let us know what you think. We'll be back in a minute.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The YouTube live chat poll, as Ryan just mentioned, is commenting on JB Pritzker's weight. Fair game, yes or no? Come vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll and let us know what you think. Next question. Do you have a real one, or was the tether ball the last one that you had?
Well, that was the best one I had, but this one pales in comparison. It's kind of an internet question, one that was floating around, and I liked the question because I don't know the answer that you will give. Does anyone actually like Coke Freestyle machines?
Oh, I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
But the post was written in such a way that most people don't.
What don't they like about them? I don't like when they don't work.
Yeah.
Well, that is one of the reasons why people say is that there's a lot of buttons that don't work. They're hard to use. They do get sticky and messy real easy. I will say that. They are not the easiest thing to use, but I love those things because of the variety. Well, that was an easy question.
The stupid thing is going and get to a Coke Freestyle machine and get Diet Coke, which I sometimes do.
And I feel bad. Anytime I do it, I'm like, oh, man, I just got Dr. Pepper. I could have had Dr. Pepper with lemon lime.
Something.
Or whatever.
My question is, what's your most useless hidden talent? Is there anything you're really good at, but it doesn't really... My useless hidden talent, I've talked about this on the air, is I can name, like, you give me a number and I can name a 90s, 2000s baseball player for the St. Louis Cardinals who has that number.
That's a cool talent.
It's not really helpful in any regard.
I'm mine ready.
What are, you're gonna? I was just saying, why are you resituating in the room here?
Okay, I gotta have a lot of light to do this for some reason, but I can make my eyes jiggle back and forth.
This
real
is
fast.
This is the best radio that we've ever done.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it in the camera. Let's see if I can do it. It's kind of dark in here still.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
There we go. Can you see it or not?
Yeah, a little bit.
You just look like you just look like a demon.
Just staring into the camera.
As a listener, all you hear Ryan going, "Are they jiggling?
Are they jiggling?" And now we know what this hour is called.
Those aren't your eyes.
Tune into the camera to see if they're jiggling. I'm gonna keep doing it while we talk.
Brad,
I don't. I have useless talents that could be useless, but they're not useful for anything that I do.
That's useless talent.
So
yeah.
What? Say that again. I have useless talents.
Useful talents, but they're not useful for anything that I do. But if somebody else had them in their job, it might help them do their job. But it's things like color coordination, knowing which colors work together, doing design, like uniform designs, baseball, softball jerseys, and that sort of thing. I'm good at that, but I don't use it in anything that I do. So
we could have uniforms. You can design them.
Check out my elbow now.
Yeah, nothing.
Ow! Put it back. You.
I can do it with both arms too.
They don't. Elbows are supposed to bend that way.
What is it doing?
That's called hyperextension.
This is like in The Exorcist when she goes up the stairs.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Can you do that too?
Looks like a lever. Yeah, I can walk up
that
walls.
That makes me lightheaded.
Crab walk up walls and ceilings. Just FYI. That's a useless talent. It scares people.
It's just useless. If I don't know that it's a talent.
I'll tell you what. If somebody falls asleep in the living room and you crawl up your own wall and ceiling doing the crab walk and then you start screaming, that is just something that scares people matter who they are.
That is so gross. Super gross. Next question, Ryan.
Oh, no. Next question.
Brad.
Can we revisit Tetherball or
no, I Brad? I got one here. What was the worst concert you've ever been to and why was it the worst?
I don't go to concerts really, unless they're good.
The worst concert I ever went to, and this is a weird one because I really liked the first one, is I went to see one of my favorite bands, Supergrass, in Chicago in the early 2000s.
Is that the Supergrass?
That's Space Hog.
Oh, same thing.
You're close. But Supergrass, they do All Right is their famous song. And you'd know it if you heard it. We are young, we are free. And that one is their big
That's
hit.
Mary Poppins.
No, it's not. So, Supergrass was playing in Chicago, and a friend of mine and I decided to go see them. And we decided, oh, they're doing two nights. Let's go both nights. And it was a terrible decision. The first night, we're like, oh, this is a great concert, really good show. They didn't really interact with the audience much, which I like a lot when bands do. If they're just out there playing the songs, it's like, I could just listen to the CD. But anyway, decent show. Second night, exact same carbon copy show. I'm like, why are we here? This is a complete waste of time
and
money.
Did you think that they messed up or that you messed up?
That I messed up.
Like,
yeah, they didn't really do anything
you
wrong.
You had expectations that were maybe not realistic.
They maybe changed one song out, and we were like, yay! But it was the same show, and we just were like, this was a bad decision.
Brad?
Worst concert I ever been to was a Winter Jam. I don't remember which one it was, but those things...
What is Winter Jam?
So it...
$10.
Yeah, $10 to get in, general admission seating, so you got to get there super early and wait in line, and it's usually like January, so you're outside of whether it be the St. Charles Convention Center or the Enterprise Center for 2.5 hours with your youth group, freezing your rear end off, waiting to get into this... to see a band that's going to play maybe two songs, and there's like a longer break as they switch over for the next band and the actual band gets to play.
Here's the guitar player from New Song to introduce that band.
Yeah, and it's just, it's loud for the sake of loud. It's not like a good mix. It's just...
It just sounds like you're an old man.
Just turn everything up.
How old were you when you went?
28.
You were a conservative young man.
Oh, gosh. It was like, I've been to concerts where it's a blast. I saw Lecrae at the Fox. I've seen Third Day at the Fox. Those concerts were amazing. And they were loud, but they were fun. And there was like, this is just geared toward 12 to 15 year olds.
Oh no, I forgot about the worst concert I ever went to. Oh no, 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 no. This is a terrible story. I have to tell it because I've never told this before. Have you guys ever heard of a Christian artist named Leighton Howerton?
No.
So he did the Kirby Man song, if you know it, if you're in the Christian music world. He came to play when I was in college. I was a brand new Christian. And he played a show, and I was like, dang, this guy was really good. Like, really, really good. Surprisingly, I had never been to a Christian concert or anything. I thought, this guy's amazing. It was like Holy Spirit filled and everything. Great show. So the next year, at that same college, he was coming in to introduce, or he was coming in to do another show. Same show next year. And they asked me, because I have a large personality, to introduce him because I had said how much I liked the previous year. And so I'm sitting there with a friend, and I invited some other people. I was like, oh, I'm going to do some ministry. This guy was so good. I'm going to bring in some non-Christian friends, and they're going to get all love him too. And so I brought in my non-Christian friend. And I'm like, I got to go introduce this guy, but I don't know where he is. Like, he's late. And so I'm telling my friend as I'm sitting next to him, you're going to love this guy. He's great. He's got this crazy, stupid hair, though, that goes everywhere. And like, he looks real funny, but he's great. And then I get up. They're like, Ryan, you got to go introduce him. And I'm thinking, where is this guy? He's not even here yet. So he's backstage, right? So I get up to introduce him after saying all these things about him. And I introduce him and I say, Leighton Howerton's here. And I look down and he was sitting right in front of me. He had completely changed his look. And all the things that I was saying about how goofy he looked, he could hear every single thing that I said. And then I had to introduce him on stage.
Did he do a good show?
Yeah, it was a great show.
It's just awful.
I've never forgot it, though, because
did
that
he say
was
anything to you?
One of the most embarrassing moments of my entire life. No, I left quickly. I did not want to see that man ever again.
Next question for the both of you. What is your morning routine? How do you get ready? I'm not talking about like everything you do in your morning. It's like, how do you get yourself ready to be in public?
I just shower and medicine and sometimes treadmill, depending.
How long does it take you?
30 minutes. If I'm doing treadmill, probably more like 45 to 50.
Seconds.
Seconds. Yeah. It's a speed run.
He's so fast, guys. Brad?
Yeah, it's kind of wake up, shower, get out of the shower, you know, get ready, do my hair.
What does get ready mean? That's the question.
Put your clothes on. So, clothe myself, do my hair, brush my teeth, head out to the kitchen, get my medicine, grab my lunch out of the refrigerator, and burn out.
Do you make your lunch the night before?
No, Terry makes my lunch because she's awesome.
Do you have what kind of lunchbox do you have?
It's a blue canvas one.
A really big missed opportunity.
Yeah, it was really. G.I. Joe would have been better.
I couldn't think of anything. I really thought of. Okay, I got nothing.
I can get out of bed and shower in 7 minutes and be downstairs dressed. From the time I get out of bed, I can be downstairs dressed in 15 minutes. I make two pieces of Famous Dave's bread toast.
Ooh. Killer bread.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Killer Dave's?
Yeah, Dave's killer
one.
Bread.
Yes, yes.
He's rocking out
something
on the package.
Something that has to do with sprouts. I don't know.
I don't know.
I read multiple articles that said it was the healthiest bread you can eat. And I was just like, sure. Put some butter on that toast. Grab a vanilla Greek yogurt. Fit and easy. What is it? What's the? I don't know. It's purple.
Light and Fit.
Light and okay.
Is that the Walmart brand?
No, no. The Walmart brand is not as good as mm-mm. the actual Dannon. So I can be out of bed, downstairs, dressed, and it's get out of the shower, get dressed, go downstairs, put my toast. I don't put my toast in the toaster. I put the bread in the toaster, and I take the toast out of the toaster, and in that time while the toast is making, I make the YouTube live chat poll and put up the YouTube stream, grab the toast, grab the yogurt, get out of the house, put my makeup on in the scooters, drive through, and then get to work. And I can do all of that in start to finish from the time I get out of bed to the time I get here, 45 minutes.
Would you say that you are the modern woman on the go?
I would say that I am a woman on the go. That's as far as I'll take that.
Do you smoke Newport Slims?
It's none of your business. Let's take a quick break. Your YouTube live chat poll results when we come back. Is commenting on JB Pritzker's weight fair game, yes or no? Let us know what you think in the YouTube poll. We'll read your comments when we come back and wrap it up and hand it over to Mark Reardon on The Mark Reardon Show next. What a phenomenon this song was. And it's such a good song.
Always makes me think of Dairy Queen.
Have you ever seen the music video?
I don't think so.
You would know.
Always makes me think of Growing Pains, too.
Alan Thicke was a good dad. Ethan, have you seen the video? Just take Ryan's mic. He doesn't need it.
Here.
There's one right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I panicked.
But you're thinking about the music video?
I believe I have seen the music video. Yes. I believe I have.
Look at him.
Why? I've never seen it.
There's two versions.
There's boobies in it.
There is?
Yeah. Oh, look at his face.
You can't say that on the radio. You can't.
He can. There
you
are.
You have to dump that.
It's just Robin Thicke on this music video, and he's just standing next to a woman in like nude color underpants, and she's topless, and she's just shaking, dancing, and
for 3 minutes.
I didn't time it.
More or less.
You ask Brad whatever you need to know. Yeah.
Did they color coordinate?
Said it was actually 3 minutes and 37 seconds.
Did you hear Ethan's giggle?
He thinks he did a really good job, and he did.
You laughed.
It was funny.
Actually,
I don't know what you had planned for this segment, but nothing. Robin Thicke just destroyed it.
No, he saved it. Are you kidding me?
Anyway, Dairy Queen. I remember hearing that song for the first time, and I was in a Dairy Queen drive-thru. And I think about
that
moment.
Was that impactful for you?
Yeah. It was two of my favorite things. Robin Thicke and ice cream.
Were you getting a Blizzard for yourself that you were hiding from your wife?
I think I probably was. This was pre-kids, so I'm sure I was doing something like that.
Do you hide eating from your wife?
No, not anymore. But there was a
not
time.
Not any less.
Actually, you know what? There still is a time. It's today. Where I have two candy drawers, and I hope they're not listening to this. I've got the candy drawer, and then I've got, and that one's kind of the decoy, and then I've got another one that they don't know about.
Why do you have candy drawers, Mr.
I avoid added sugars?
I am, but this was all pre that.
Do you know what one of your tells are about you lying?
I don't want to know.
You're doing it.
Am I swaying? I sway when I have too much energy. I just have a lot of energy, and we stand here for 3 hours, so I got to get it out somehow. I need a little treadmill.
Like just a little one?
Little one. Just a little bitty one I could tiptoe
Why
on.
Do you have two secret candy drawers in
no,
your
no,
house?
I have one that's not a secret, and then one that is a secret. And they all go to the one that they know about.
How
and
often
I put the stuff I want to keep in the other
do
one.
You treat yourself to the candy drawer?
Just on weekends now.
Baloney.
No, it's true. 7 weeks now.
It's your dark secret.
It's and I think, you know what, I think I said this to Brad yesterday, I'm not really losing weight, but I am losing fat in the places that I want to lose it, like in my belly. And Brad was super enthralled by this. He actually put his hands on his fists on my desk, and he looked me in the eyes, and he said, tell me more. And I was like, that's a little much.
I touched your belly like you were pregnant.
He made that up. But he's on fire in this segment, and I'm going to let him go. Go ahead.
I'm rolling today overall.
You
I think.
Do this. You go.
Have you, Ryan, have you been concerned in your lifetime, in your 40 plus years of lifetime, have you ever had to worry about your weight?
Now I do. I don't worry about
it. You're no part of you is overweight.
I'm not overweight, but I do want to lose some weight. So that's one of the reasons I'm doing the sugar thing. And the other is just
because you're diabetic.
Yeah, I want my A1C to be good. So I haven't gotten my A1C since I started doing this, but I bet it's better. Well, you want to end on a joke? This is Ethan's time. Go ahead, Ethan. End on a joke, buddy.
How about okay. the YouTube live chat poll results?
Ryan Wiggins. There's my joke.
Dude, I was all in your corner. Man. I was in your corner this whole segment, too.
Is commenting on Governor J.B. Pritzker's weight fair game. I am a no. I don't think it's fair game. Ryan?
I'm a yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Ethan?
I'm a no on this. Oh. I'm a no on this.
So we finished, integrity across the room.
We finished split. 252 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Is commenting on Governor Pritzker's weight fair game? 74% say yes, 26% say no.
It was 1 out of 4 before you joined us, Ethan. Thank you for voting for voting in the poll today and for commenting. And for anything you missed on the Annie Fry Show, go to AnnieFryShow.com. But you're going to want to keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Mark Reardon is next.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.